In downtown Tacoma, the second floor of the Catholic Community Services building has been transformed into an art gallery. The Tacoma Center Gallery currently features Black and White Abstracted, a collection of paintings by Tacoma artist J.W. Harrington. Harrington is a member of the Seattle Artist Cooperative, Gallery 110. He and fellow cooperative artist Dorothy Anderson Wasserman took NWPB through the space.
Hi, I'm J.W. Harrington. I'm an artist living and working in Tacoma, Washington. I'm also a professor emeritus of urban studies at University of Washington, Tacoma.
I'm Dorothy Anderson Wasserman, and I also live in Tacoma. I'm an artist, dancer, art educator, choreographer, photographer.
The show features 23 paintings from Harrington's MBTW series, named after the initials of the only two pigments he uses on the canvases, Mars Black and Titanium White. For Harrington, the series was an experiment.
When I started painting, I was just enamored of color. Oh God, color, just color. To think that you could just you can create any color. And about 2.5 years ago, I said, you know, I think you may be drunk with color.
The paintings displayed down the long hallway move the viewer through the space. Devoid of color, the shadows are more present, the lines easier to cling to. Energy radiates through the pieces. As we view the work, Wasserman sees a potential theme in the paintings.
I'm wondering if you're influenced at all from your urban planning or your studies in urban, because when I look at these, I almost feel like it's an aerial view of streets and like circle-y places where cars would go around. So is that an influence?
I love that question, because I spent a lot of time teaching urban planning. Only one of the paintings was very explicitly, I really was thinking about a cityscape as I kind of sketched it out in my head. That was not here because it sold,
okay.
Which is wonderful. But the second one over here.
Yeah, let's go to it.
Harrington takes us to MBTW 13. The painting has three large charcoal gray circles, which could be city centers, with thick black lines intersecting them, almost as roadways.
And in fact, some of the ideas came from looking through a window or looking down on something and saying, you know, I could make that, I could abstract from that.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost a little bit like non-objective art.
Yep.
In that it doesn't have an object, but you know, we have to be influenced by something.
Yes.
J.W. Harrington's show, Black and White Abstracted, is on display now through August 30th. To see photos of some of the work and Harrington and Wasserman, head to nwpb.org. I'm Lauren Gallup.